From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It's a first for any city, and it's starting in Miami. Green cards for foreign investors as a means to jumpstart economic development, also to further Miami's quest to be a global business hub. It's all part of the city's new Office of International Business Development. The city created this agency to oversee its newly approved EB-5 Visa Regional Center. Now, this center is authorized by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. It's to match up Dade, Broward, and Monroe County area projects with investors. Applicants range from charter schools to developers. They can submit their business plans to the city, and if the project is deemed valid, it's placed in a portfolio marketed to investors wanting U.S. visas. Investors are then required to put up at least $1 million or $500,000 for projects in areas of high unemployment. Now, that goes into a special fund outside the city control. In return, the investors get a two-year green card for themselves and their immediate family. If you've lived in South Florida a while, you may know this as the make-good hurricane forecast. This is the time of year when the hurricane experts get to rethink their original predictions for this season. And Marva Hinton reports they are lowering their expectations for storms.
The current hurricane season will likely be weaker than originally predicted, in part due to a shifting El Nino. That's going to lower temperatures in the Atlantic. Weather officials also say a weaker African monsoon season will affect the formation of storms in the ocean. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is now estimating between 7 and 12 named storms, 3 to 6 hurricanes, and 0 to 2 major storms of Category 3 or higher. Hurricane officials also say there's a 70% chance of a below-normal season. Since 1981, there have been an average of 12 named storms, including 3 major hurricanes. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?